Hi, this is Bobby Weir, and you're listening to Dead Air on WESU.
Hey, everybody. This is Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. This Sunday and every Sunday from 8:30 to 10, playing the Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia Band, Rat Dog, Phil and Friends, you name it. Tonight's going to be a special night. We got John Barlow calling in a little bit later. If there's something you want to hear, give me a call. 860-685-7700. If you're on the web, want to save a dime, AOL Instant Messenger name, Dead Air. 881, going to start things off a little Lonely Avenue for a good friend over at shakedown.net. Thank you.
crazy summer on. You ain't got time to call your soul a critic, no.
fades away. There follows a wagon behind him that's loaded with clay. The seeds that were silent all burst into bloom and decay. The night comes so quiet, it's close on the heels of the day. Thank you.
sometimes the songs that we hear are just songs of our own.
And that was Eyes of the World. That was from the Without a Net CD. And that one was, let's see, what was the date on that one? March 29th, 1990. We're just waiting on John Barlow to call in. He's running a little late, so we're going to go ahead and take care of one other thing. Going to play this song for Cat and the Menger. Start from the top. We're going to play this one for Cat and the members of Legion of Jerry. Did a fantastic show at Martini's. Very entertaining. And this one's from We're in Connecticut. Little Jerry Garcia Band, Mighty High.
Take a load off your mind. Ride, ride, ride. Listen to my story. Ride, ride, ride. Take a load off your mind. Ride. listen to my story. La, la, la. Take a look, rope your feet. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You said you're not. Once in a while, the only man indeed got to know much others. Yes, he did. He set me free. Take a load of your mind. Let him be a leader, he will set your mind at ease. Take a load off your mind, ride my glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. Take a load off your mind, ride my glory. Listen to my story, ride mighty high. Come on, ride mighty high. Come on, ride. We'll be right back.
spinning free, dizzy with eternity, painted with the skin of sky, brushes and clouds of sea. So it looks from space. A closer look reveals the human race. Full of hope, full of grace is the human face. But afraid, we are merely home to waste. There's a few down here we can't forget. Why we got a name just yet? Ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Watch the ball revolve and the nighttime falls. And again the heart begins and again the blood will call. Bye, bye again, the morning sun will rise. But the darkness never goes from some men's eyes. Oh no, no! Goes the sidewalks and then roll the streets. Shaking her, dividing up me. Nightmare spook, piece of heat. You and me, you and me. Drink flesh, bleed in ghetto night. Ruby's looking for a fight. Throwing stones, singing ashes, ashes all fall down. Ashes, ashes all fall down. Gonna saws and pinstripe bosses roll the dice. Anyway they fall, just best to pay the price. Bloody green, proletariat gray. Silly guns, instead of food today. To fix their bones and the politicians throwing stones, singing ashes, ashes all fall down, ashes, ashes all fall down. Try to tell us what to think. The spirit's sleeping and the flesh is ink. That's right. Hey. History's page will be neatly carved in stone. The future's here. We are it. We are on our own.
faster. We're that shiny ball of blue we can call our home. So the kids, they dance, they shake their bones, and the politicians throwing stones, singing ashes, ashes, all fall down. Ashes, ashes, all fall down.
We'll be back in a little bit.
And that was Throwing Stones. You're listening to Dead Air. I'm Uncle John here on WESU, Middletown 88.1 FM. And on the phone we have John Barlow, lyricist for the Grateful Dead. How you doing this evening, John?
I'm just great.
So, you have been pretty busy as of late from what I see here. You have a CD coming out with a band from Chicago called Mr. Blotto.
Yeah.
But before we cover that, let's talk about what's probably the most important thing to a lot of the listeners. You were the lyricist for the Grateful Dead. You did
let me correct you. I was not the lyricist. I was the junior varsity lyricist. There was another guy that was in whose shadow I worked for many years. It was good for my humility.
Well, I was going to ask, what your reflection on that? Did you feel there was always a good balance between you and Hunter?
Well, I felt like, you know, I didn't write any of my own favorite Grateful Dead songs, to tell you the truth.
Okay.
But, you know, I felt like it was sort of important that there be somebody else in the mix just to keep it from being a monoculture.
Okay, then following on that then, what was your favorite Grateful Dead song?
God, that'd be, boy, that's a tough question. Stella Blue, maybe? I don't know.
Nice.
I mean, yeah, that'd be up there.
Now, are there any tunes that you've written in the past that have not been performed that you'd love to hear played?
Oh, God, scads of them. You know, I mean, I wrote a lot of songs with Brent Midland that never got performed because he died before we could perform them.
Yeah, it'd be great if that could ever find their way out.
And, you know, I mean, songwriting, you tend to write quite a few things that don't ever quite make it into full song form. That, you know, I keep thinking one of these days I'll find the right place and do it. But I haven't been thinking about songwriting much for a while. And then I ran into these guys from Chicago who I just thought they were a great band, and they'd made a decision at a certain point early in their career that since they were family guys and they didn't want to be on the road and, you know, run the various familial risks attendant to that they wanted to just stick around Chicago and build up enough of a local following that they didn't have to have a day job, and they succeeded in that. And you know, they're not well known elsewhere, but they do quite well in Chicago. And I dug them, and I was hanging out with them, and said, "What?" One of them said, "Well, why don't you write some songs with us?" And they just happened to catch me in the right moment. I said, "Well, let's sit down and try to write one and see what it feels like."
And I assume it felt good.
It felt good. It was really fluid and easy, and they're fun to write with. And we ended up writing quite a few, and I ended up co-producing their record, which is something I hadn't done before. And you know, and it was just strictly for fun. It gets more and more difficult to have the right spirit for songwriting if you're thinking about the fact that you might make money from it.
Well, that's amazing. My next question would be not so much Grateful Dead related, but you know, in the 70s, you might have had some influences. What's the biggest difference in your influences, you know, for songs in the 70s compared to now?
You know, I've never, you know, I feel like I'm influenced by everything that I've ever heard all the time. You know, I don't, and also I don't feel like the songs that come through me, and that's really pretty much what happens, are something that I have a great deal of say in anyway. You know, they just come through. And, you know, they bear with them the all of their antecedents in some form or fashion. I mean, in terms of what the things that I've heard, I wouldn't say that there's ever been a song that had any quality of the things that I was listening to at the time, except for the first one I ever wrote, which was Mexicali Blues. And the reason that came was because Bobby, you know, Hunter had just said at some point, why don't you write songs with him, because they weren't getting along so well. He said, you know, why don't you write songs with him? You like him. And So I said, well, I'll give it a try. I mean, I said, you know, I don't know that I know how to write songs. He said, well, you write poetry, which I'd learned how to do back when Wesleyan was at men's college, and I'd found that a fella could ride around New England on his motorcycle to the women's colleges, which they had in those days, and recite poetry of his own composition and do okay. But I hadn't thought about writing songs. He said, yeah, it's different, but you'll figure it out. At that point, Bobby was doing some Marty Robbins songs, and I thought, well, you know, I was raised in Wyoming. I've listened to this stuff all my life. I think I know how to write one of these. So I was thinking about antecedents in that case, but after that, it was just kind of whatever came.
And so what are you listening to now?
Oh, God. I mean, I have three young daughters who go out foraging and bring back stuff that they think I'll like, and they stick it on my computer and I listen to it, and it's a, you know, it's a wild melange of everything from, you know, techno trance to Martin Sexton.
And what do your daughters think of what their father did in the 70s and 80s? Does that influence them at all?
I think they think it's kind of a pain in the neck because, you know, that there are a lot of people who, because of that fact, deal with them differently than they might otherwise. I mean, they, you know, sons and daughters of deadheads, you know, find out who their father is, and, you know, it alters the field slightly.
Sure.
I've got somebody's trying to call in. We'll just ignore them, but you'll hear this beep for a minute.
Okay, and I'm going to ask you one last question, and then we'll get to what you're doing exactly now with Mr. Blotto, and
sure.
then we'll play a couple songs from them. I had actually someone write in that wanted to ask this, and this is not music related. They had heard you talk about how the internet was created to be a beast and couldn't be harnessed, controlled, or killed, and they wanted me to ask you what you think the future of the internet is, considering that we all live online and our community is held together by the internet mostly, and some of us even make our money online. What do you think of the future of the internet, and especially with this current administration? Do you have fears for the future of the internet?
Well, you know, I started an organization called the Electronic Frontier Foundation for the specific purpose of making sure that it couldn't be controlled.
Right.
You know, and I look at the internet. I think beast. I doubt that I ever used that word, but it's an ecosystem or an organism, one or the other. And it's a very large organism, and it was designed to be a headless organism. So it is pretty difficult to control. But those who like control are ever active, and you know, and. It used to be that they were too clueless to do much. Now they know how to at least hire the right guys. So, you know, it's a continuing struggle, but I think we're basically winning. And I think that, you know, it's the ecosystem of mind itself. You know, it's something that we're all part of. And the trick is to make sure that it's open and free. And, you know, I think that's its natural property, and I think that EFF has done a lot to assure that goes on being its natural property.
Now, does if you wanted to plug it, does EFF have a website for the listeners?
Yep, EFF.org. And, you know, if you care about the freedom of expression of your great-grandchildren, I would suggest checking out some of the stuff we're doing now to make sure that they go on being able to say what they think, and more to the point, know what they want to know. I mean, it's not just freedom of speech, it's the right to know that's at stake.
Fantastic. So now here you are. You've teamed up with Mr. Blotto from Chicago.
Yeah.
And you have a great record coming out.
You like this?
I think it's fantastic.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear that. I mean, I'm kind of keen on it myself. Like I say, I didn't do it for the money, but I'd sure like to have a lot of people listen to it, just because I'm really tickled with the result.
Well, I got two songs handpicked that I really felt I wanted to play tonight, Rosalie and Triolet, both fantastic songs. I'm glad I talked to you earlier, otherwise I would have butchered the name. You actually gave me a little education just a little while ago. I was like, is it Triolet? Triolet, but it's actually, you said it was, Triolet is a...
It's a verse form, you know, where it's a very tight verse form where you have to go back and repeat the same structure. You sort of go into it and then you come back out of it. It's almost like a verse palindrome.
All right. So, John Perry Barlow, thank you so much for calling in.
Hey.
And we appreciate it. And he's teamed up with Mr. Blotto, and the name of the CD is...
Barlow Shanghai.
Barlow, I mean, Shanghai.
They felt like they'd Shanghai'd me. You know, in fact, you know, Shanghai is where they seize you and press gang you into service. And in fact, I went plumb willingly. But
well, I guess maybe if that gives them some street cred that they roped you in.
Yeah.
But it's been a pleasure, and thank you so much.
Sure enough.
And now we're going to play Rosalie and right into Triolet. And this is Mr. Blotto with Barlow Shanghai.
Thanks a lot for calling.
Thank you.
thoughts I hear again. And all I need is one more drink. Someone's found a brand new friend. Lonely nights I hear again. That gives us room to breathe. I guess that gives me time to think. Lonely nights I hear again, and all I need is one more.
Oh, the streets of Rome are filled with rubble. Ancient footprints are everywhere. Well, you could almost think that you see it in double. On a cold, dark night on the Spanish stair. Gotta hurry on back to my hotel room, where I got me a cape, Botticelli's niece. She promised she'd be right there with me when I pay my masterpiece. We'll be right back.
And of course, that was, first of all, sorry for that big pause there. I forgot to pot up the mic. Yeah, it's going to be one of those nights. Good thing it's almost over. You've been listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown, 88.1 FM. I'm Uncle John. I hope you enjoyed that Barlow interview. A lot of catching up to do. Let's see here. So we had the Barlow interview, which I thought was pretty cool, and probably sometime tomorrow. If you missed any of it or want to hear some more, go to www.deadair881.net, and as soon as I can get that up to the archive, you can listen to it as much as you want. After that was Rosalie and Trio Lay from the Mr. Blotto CD, Barlow Shanghai. Not exactly sure how available that is yet. I think it's out in another 2 weeks, but I'll let you know more next week. I'll find out exactly how you can get it. After that, When I Paint My Masterpiece, that was March 25th, 1990. And then Barlow Weir composition, Walk in the Sunshine. You don't hear enough of that one. One more Bobby song, and then I promise I'll be done with Bobby. We'll get some Jerry taken care of. Or, you know what? We'll take care of some Brent after that. So here's Samson Delilah. I'll see you on the other side. Maybe.
Yeah.
Samson and Delilah with some pretty annoying background noise. Sorry about that. And that was from March 15th, 1990. You've been listening to Dead Air here on WESU. No, I cannot fit in an estimated profit. Sorry about that. I'll take care of it next week. Someone sent me an instant message. You've been listening to Dead Air here on WESU Middletown 88.1 FM. Coming up directly after this, A Crowded Fire, which is a fantastic show. It's going to be live this week, and it's well-produced and worth listening to. So if you got nothing going on or you might want to learn something, you might want to stay tuned. Of course, we'll be back here next week at 8:30. The station's website, of course, is www.wesufm.org. If you want to check out information about this show, you can go to www.deadair881.net. If you still want to hear some more Dead, of course, there's a site I run called www.gdradio.net. Going to end things off with one last Barlow tune. We did it with Brent. I Will Take You Home. See you next week.
Start to get inside you.